The cheeriest of times.
I'm so happy.
There was such a feeling of elation.
I love the way he said that.
The happiest of times.
The magical Christmas season is upon us.
Sending love.
Hi, this is Jay Moore.
Pat O'Brien.
This is Matt Money Smith.
It's Looney, the sports talk radio host. With the jingle. Happy holidays from all of us.
Oh, oh. Oh my gosh.
To your family from ours.
Happy holidays.
We are Buck Wars. We are Buck Wars.
Tom King back here at the East Gym. We get set for the third quarter. 46-13, the final, or the score here at halftime. Everest in control, forcing 18 turnovers here in the first half of basketball to just two of their own. Both teams getting final instructions, as it will be Olivia Zipper, Mara Sutherland, Naomi Murphy, Jory Meyer, and Bailey Lidke out there for the Lumberjacks. Everest will have the basketball. They have Molly Tice out there along with Mackenzie Matthews, Taylor Hodell, Kelsey Gilmore, and Haley Kroll. And the Evergreens have the basketball. Everest with it. They get it down low. Now kick it back outside. Here's a shot put up. Too hard, no good, and a loose ball foul is going to be called. Gilmore missed the shot. Let's see who the foul is on. That's going to go against the Evergreens. Gilmore picks up her third as she followed her shot in, trying to get that rebound. Zipper brings it into the front court. Now it's Meyer. Lidke with it. Meyer top of the key. And now ball kicked out of bounds by the Evergreens. East will keep it here. Zipper will look to inbound it. Gets it into Sutherland. Jory Meyer to Zipper. She's open. Three ball right wing. Little hard. No good. Rebound grabbed, though, by Lidke. That shot's no good. Sutherland puts it up. That's no good. And now a battle for the rebound and a jump ball called. And it will be East basketball on the possession arrow. Zipper looks to get it in. Still looking. Now gets it into Meyer. Shot put up. No, but a foul. And Jory Meyer will go to the line and shoot two. So two fouls here in the early going on the Evergreens. That one called on Molly Tice. That's her second. First foul shot from Meyer is out, in and out, no good. Second foul shot on the way. Back bracket too hard, no good. And Everest with the rebound. Taylor Hodell comes away with it. Into the front court with it, Haley Kroll. Kroll's going to drive in baseline. Throws it away right into the hands of Jory Meyer. Third turnover of the game on the Evergreens. Meyer picks up her dribble, gives it to Zipperer. Now it's Murphy. Lidke. Meyer outside, steps inside the line, takes a long two. That's a little bit short. And Hodell pulls away another rebound. They bring it ahead into the front court. Tice on the dribble. It's going to be a hand check foul on Bailey Lidke. Second foul on Lidke. And it will be Molly Tice to inbound. It gets it into Hodell. Hands it back to Tice now in the left corner. Three ball launched. That's short. The rebound, though, by Hodell. Up and in, and a foul. Matthews missed the three, but Hodell got the rebound, got the putback and the foul, and she'll have a chance for a three-point play here. Third foul on Murphy. Sutherland's going to come in and into the game for the first time tonight. Alicia Miles, 5'8 sophomore player. Hodell's foul shot rattles around and off. Miles with the rebound. And bringing it ahead into the front court is Zipperer. And she traveled with the basketball. Bobbled the dribble. and then dragged the pivot foot and turned it over. 19 turnovers unofficially on the Lumberjacks here with 6:19 to play third quarter. One of the officials having a conversation with East head coach Andy Meyer about something over there. Molly Tice will bring it ahead into the front court for the Evergreens. Hand it off to Haley Kroll. Now pass inside. They kick it out. Matthews open for three again. That's off the bracket. No good. Miles kept that rebound alive for the Lumberjacks, but the Evergreens come away with it. Hodel will get another layup. They've got nobody that can handle Taylor Hodel inside. It's 50-13. Meyer in the front court gives it to Zipperer. Now it's Miles, and Hodel comes out to play her and picks up a foul. First foul on Taylor Hodel. Kennedy Knobloch checks in for East, also coming in for the Evergreens. Hannah Tipple and Michaela Poggle. Poggle had 8 points in the first half, 4 for 4 from the field. Zipperer looks to get it in. Ball knocked away, stolen by Kroll on the inbound pass. Tipple runs it down, and then she travels with the basketball. Dueling turnovers here. Gives the ball back to East. Zipperer, and her pass knocked away again. East will inbound it. Knocked out of bounds by Haley Kroll. Now Everest will drop back half court, and Jory Meyer brings it ahead. Meyer into the front court. On the dribble, picks up her dribble now, needs some help. Gives it off to Kennedy Knobloch. Knobloch's going to try to go baseline, nothing there. Reverses field, still on the dribble. Back out between the circles. Tries the other side this time, now gives it to Meyer. Meyer's going to drive in, hang in the air, shoot off the glass, no. The rebound grabbed by Miles, and then she got fouled. Alicia Miles went over the top without fouling and grabbed the rebound, and now she earns two shots here on the foul. Foul is called on Hodel. That's her second. Timeout called on the floor. We'll take a quick one as well. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Everest Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjack Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Today, tomorrow, together.
Fox Sports Radio.
Here's the East Gym, 5:14 to play third quarter, 50-13. Everest leading. And Alicia Miles is at the line for the Lumberjacks, shooting two. First one's on the way, rattles around and off. No good. She'll get another. Second foul shot is up and in. And Miles is on the scoreboard tonight. 50-14 now. Everest will bring it ahead. Into the front court on the dribble, Mackenzie Matthews. Haley Kroll left wing out on top. They swing it around. Matthews gets it back. They get it down low to Hodel again. Turns, shoots, up and in. Hodel's got 20 tonight, and we still have about 5 minutes left in the third quarter. Zipperer into the front court. On the dribble, dribbled it off her foot out of bounds. And it will be Everest basketball. 4:44 to play here, third quarter, 52-14. Bailey Lidke is going to check back in for East and give Zipperer a breather. She's played the whole game, I think, Zipperer, without coming out. You dribble it off your foot, it probably shows it's time to take a little rest here. Into the front court, Hannah Tipple on the dribble, picks up, gives it to Matthews. Skip pass cross court to Tipple, makes a move, drives in, throws up a runner, no but a foul, and Hannah Tipple will go to the line and shoot a pair here. Nice move and drive to the basket by the junior guard, Hannah Tipple. Alyssa Miles picks up her first. And And the first foul shot for Tipple is up and in. One more coming for Tipple. 53-14. 54-14. And the Evergreens fall back to half-court defense as the Lumberjacks bring it ahead. Jory on the dribble to Kennedy Knobloch. Now it's Murphy between the circles. Passes to Lidke. Lidke. Jory Meyer doubled. Needs to it. Does to Knobloch. Knobloch on the dribble. Being harassed by Matthews. Knobloch's going to go baseline. Tries to pass it. Goes out of bounds. East will keep it. Went off the leg of Hodel. Hannah Uding comes in. Zipperer returns. And Callie Sather comes in for East. For the Evergreens, Emily Bauman back on the floor. Kaylee Cole back in as well. Zipper looks to get it in for the Lumberjacks out on top. This is Sather. Sather yo-yos the dribble between the circles now. Still on the dribble. Now gives it off to Bailey Lidke. Lidke gives it to Uding. Zipperer. Out on top to Sather. Sather wants to drive in. Throws up a wild shot off the glass up and in. Somehow that went in. 54-16. Everest. Here's a drive by Kroll. Now a shot put up by Kaylee Cole. That's off the rim, no good. Bailey Lidke had the rebound. It's knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Everest. And East will have it. 3:24 to play here, third quarter. The outcome was no longer in doubt quite a while ago. Zipper into the front court. Sather on the dribble. Alicia Miles lofts the pass down. Uding turns, shoots off the glass. No, but a foul, and Hannah Uding is going to go to the line. Nice entry pass by Miles into Uding that time, and two shots coming. Kaylee Cole picks up the foul. That's her first. Hannah Uding at the line. First foul shot is no good. Uding looking for her first point tonight. East Everest basketball brought to you in part by the law firm of Mallory and Zimmerman, proud supporter of local high school sports, and also by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Uding's second foul shot up and in. She got one of two. 54-17. And they get the ball in the front court. Emily Bauman, they swing it now. Three ball out, launched by Tipple. That's too hard, no good. The rebound, though, kept alive. And the Evergreens grab it. They back it out. Tipple launches it over the top. Shot put up, no. Rebound loose, grabbed by the Lumberjacks on the miss by Michaela Poggle. That's her first miss tonight. Everest in, or East into the front court. Miles to Zipper. Zipper wants to drive in, and she gets knocked down hard. The shot is blocked. We're going to get a foul called on Michaela Poggle. Both Zipper and Poggle went down hard. Looks like they're both okay. And Olivia Zipper will get foul shots here with 2:27 to play in the third. Second foul on Poggle, and the foul's really starting to mount up here for both teams. Zipper's first foul shot is off, no good. Lumberjacks have missed five foul shots here in the third quarter. They are 7 out of 12 from the free throw line tonight. Second foul shot coming. That rattles around and in. She got one of two. And here comes Everest into the front court. Tipple on the dribble. Gives it off to Caitlin Schnoll. Schmoll. Tipple gets it back. Emily Bauman. Michaela Poggle between the circles. Now it's Tipple. Poggle outside. Bauman, Everest content to run some weave here, run some clock with the big lead. There's a drive now. Feed inside. Going to be a foul before the shot. On the pass, they probably got Sather, but let's see. Nope. It's going to go on. Alyssa Miles picks up her second. Molly Tice back in for the Evergreens. Evergreens finally get it in. Now they get it right back to Tipple, right wing. They swing it around, pass inside, shot blocked by Uding, and again, and then Uding grabs the rebound and gets a jump ball call. Everest will keep it on the possession arrow. Two good defensive plays there by Hannah Uding. Minute 45 remaining in the third. Everest looks to inbound. It's still looking. Passes way out on top to Tice right down low. Now shot put up by Cole. Rolls off. No good. Rebound over the top. Grabbed by Everest, and they'll keep possession. Everest actually missing some shots here in the third quarter, cooling off their shooting possession. There's a shot. A pass thrown in. That's knocked away by Uding, and we get a double dribble call on Callie Sather. Double dribble to call on the Lumberjacks after they get the steal on the overplay by Hannah Uding. Uding will take a seat. Naomi Murphy comes back into the game for East. Minute 28 to play here, third quarter. 54-18, Everest with the lead. Tipple with it. Long three ball launch. That's off, no good. The Baumann with the three miss, and a loose ball foul is going to be called on the Lumberjacks. And that's going to go against Jory Meyer. That's going to be her fourth. Kennedy Knobloch's going to get back in the game. Meyer will take a seat with those four fouls. Tipple will inbound it. Ball knocked away for a moment. Out of bounds. Last touch by Alicia Miles. And Everest will keep it here. Tipple looks to get it in. Ball knocked away, stolen away by Knobloch. She wants to push. Throws it up with the left hand. That shot's blocked, and Everest comes away with it. Now they're going to slow things down when they bring it into the front court. Right wing, pass down low, overplay. That's going to be a foul on Murphy over the back, and that's four fouls on Naomi Murphy. Everest will inbound it here. One more foul on either team will send them into the bonus. They get it inbounds to Everest. Tipple will have it. Caitlin Schmall now baseline drive, feet inside. Shot put up and in by Kaylee Cole. On the feet on the baseline by Molly Tice. 56-18, 46 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Olivia Zipper with it. She's going to drive, throw up a runner off the glass too hard. The rebound grabbed by Everest. Evergreen's back the other way. Tipple with it in the front court. Gives it off to Baumann. And they loft it down low to Cole again. Off the glass, up and in with the left hand. 58-18. The lead 40 once again. Kennedy Knobloch on the dribble. She's going to drive, throw up a runner. That's blocked again. Out of bounds. Last touched by East, it appears, and Everest will have it. Bailey Lutke comes back in the game for East. Mara Sutherland back in as well. So it's Knobloch, Zipperer, Lutke, Miles, and Sutherland on the floor for the Lumberjacks. Hannah Tipple brings it ahead for Everest into the front court. 6 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Picked up her dribble. Gives it off to Baumann. Long three ball launch. That's short by Tice, and the clock still reads 7/10 of a second, so East will have to inbound it here. Actually, they called a foul. Really? They called a foul on that. Kennedy Knobloch will pick up the foul, and it'll be three foul shots coming. Oh, brother. A wild desperation three-pointer at the buzzer to win the quarter, and they call a foul. First foul shot, no good. Second one coming. That's up and in. I don't care which team was shooting that. You don't call a foul in that situation. Third one on the way. That's up and in. 60-18. Evergreens. East will inbound it. Third quarter comes to an end. 60-18 the score. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Everest Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, Intercity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. Intercity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the Intercity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are Intercity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.
We are Fox Sports!
Tom King back here at the East Gym as we go to quarter number four. The Evergreens are in command here. They lead it 60-18 in this girls' matchup. Earlier, the Everest boys beat East by 2, 33-31. East will have the basketball to begin the fourth quarter. Everest has attempted 46 shots. East has attempted 21. Zipper with it to Alicia Miles between the circles. Gives it off to Lidke. Lidke to Zipper, top of the key. They're trying to post up Sutherland or Miles down low. Lidke with it. Reverses the dribble. Wants to drive. Throws up a shot. That's blocked. Everest comes away with it. Evergreens back into the front court. Molly Tice gives it off. Haley Kroll gives it back to Tice. Now left wing, Kelsey Gilmore. Gilmore out on top. Now right wing. This is Kroll again. Skip pass. Here's a drive, and a hand check foul is going to be called against Alicia Miles on the drive by Mackenzie Matthews. It's going to be three fouls on Miles. And free throws coming now. Bonus situation. Everest will substitute liberal here. Michaela Pago gets back in the game. Kaylee Cole comes back in as well. Hannah Tipple in as well. And also, Maddie Jagodinski in the game for the first time, I believe, today. And the foul shot, first foul shot is up and in for Matthews. 62-18, she hits the second. Also in the game, Caitlin Schmall comes back in for the Evergreens. So their reserves will get some work for the rest of the night here. Zipper into the front court for East. Gets it to Kennedy Knobloch. Pass down low to Sutherland. Turn, shoots. They wave it off, and they call a foul before the shot, I believe. That's going to be on Kaylee Cole. And Mara Sutherland, I believe, will head to the line for a bonus here. Jory Meyer gets back into the game. And also in for the Lumberjacks is Naomi Murphy. Murphy's playing with four fouls. Meyer playing with four as well. Sutherland's foul shot is missed, the front end of the 1-1. Everest with the rebound, back the other way they come. Tipple into the front court. Jagodinski bobbled it for a moment, now got it back outside. Here's a pass to the corner to Tipple. Pass down low, shot put up, no, but a foul on Sutherland. Kaylee Cole's going to go to the line to shoot two here on the foul on Mara Sutherland. That's her third. Kaylee Cole's first foul shot up and in. Lumberjack Evergreen Basketball brought to you in part tonight by Cloverbell Credit Union. Voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards. Where your bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. Second foul shot on the way. Back bracket, no good. Zipperer with the rebound. East wants to push. Zipper is going to go down, throw up a wild shot, left it a little bit short as she was pushed toward the out-of-bounds line. And Everest with another rebound. Knobloch harassing the Everest dribbler out near half court. That's Emily Bauman. Gets rid of it now. Michaela Poggle has it right side. She wants to go baseline. Tries a reverse. That's blocked by Zipper. You don't see a reverse too often. Now a quick pass ahead to Jory Meyer. It's up and in. Meyer running the floor, gets the pass and the hoop, 63-20. Everest in the front court with it. Emily Bauman, now Caitlin Schmall. Everest passes around the perimeter, and Knobloch goes for the steal, almost got it. Everest gets it back. Evergreen's with it, Caitlin Schmall. They loft it down low. And kick it back out of the double team. Bauman. Poggle back to Bauman. Now left wing. This is Caitlin Schmall. Passes inside. Lost it out of bounds. That should be East basketball, and it is. Seventh turnover on Everest. Couple of substitutions for the Lumberjacks. Alicia Miles and Renna Ermansky. Ermansky's a freshman. She gets into the game for the first time tonight. And Jory Meyer into the front court. Meyer drives into the lane. Ball stripped away. Murphy comes away with it. Shoots. That's too hard. No good. And the rebound grabbed by Everest. Into the front court. Down the lane. That's a travel. They're going to call a foul first. They will call a hand check foul before the travel. That's going to go against Kennedy Knobloch. Her second, and Everest back to the foul line here with 2:29 to play. First foul shot is up and in. Bauman gets another here. Back bracket too hard, and the rebound grabbed by Jory Meyer. Back the other way, she dribbles it into the front court. Gives it off to Knobloch. Knobloch shoots in the paint. Back bracket too hard. No good. Everest with the rebound. Now the Evergreens get it into the front court. Caitlin Schmall gets it ahead. Jagodinski outside now. Now down in the paint again. And Cole shoots. That's no good. The rebound grabbed by Meyer. Meyer gets it into the hands of Murphy. Now it's Ermansky. Ermansky's going to drive. Turn, spin, shot blocked by the Evergreens. And they will bring it back the other way with a minute 28 to play. Now we get a whistle. Clock continues to run. This is that new rule this year, the mercy rule in basketball. A 40-point lead or more, and the clock moves. East will inbound it. Jory Meyer on the dribble. Gives it to Zipper. She wants to go baseline. Nothing there. Dribbles it back outside. Jory Meyer with it. Drives in. Throws up a runner. That's blocked from behind. And Everest grabs another rebound. Back the other way they come. Jagodinski has it outside. Now hands it off. Everest will try to throw it down low to Cole again. Shot blocked by Murphy, but that's going to be a foul. That's going to be five on Naomi Murphy. Kaylee Cole goes back to the line again. I believe that's five fouls on Murphy, and it is. And East will have to get a substitution in. Looks like Bailey Lidke is going to check in for Murphy. 15.3 seconds remaining. Back bracket, no good. Second foul shot coming for Kaylee Cole. Now we get a whistle and they were supposed to let that clock run, and that's why they are going to call the game right here. The clock is supposed to run on a 40-point lead and not stop, even for three free throws. They had stopped the clock, so they let it run, and the ball game is over. And the final score here tonight is DC Everest 64 and Wausau East 20.